enjoy the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker linked to our main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here every Sunday for you live from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available 24/7 with extra shows, extra guests, extra content, extra analysis, archives to all of our shows at davejanda.com. Become part of our freedom family. It is a decision you will not regret because it will put you far ahead of that globalist constructed curve that ends in a wall that smashes your remaining freedoms and liberties. And what we do, and what my next guest does, is we've created an off-ramp called, let's call it just the road to freedom. Yeah, that's the off-ramp we've created to enable you to maintain your residual freedoms and liberties, which exist at this day, which are under ever increasing pressure to be removed at a moment's notice. My next guest is one of the best investigative journalists on the planet, Tracy Beans. You know, Tracy has a lot of other things she could do with her time and her efforts and her focus. She's a brilliant woman who could do many things in life. But she has chosen to be a member, a leading member, of the independent media to bring you information that the syndicate does not want you to know anything about. Because if you don't know anything about, you're an easier target to lose your remaining freedoms and liberties. Tracy has developed a phenomenal website, uncoverdc.com. I encourage you to go there. The information you get will put you far ahead of what the globalist syndicate has in its sights for you as far as limiting your freedoms and liberties. It's my honor to welcome back our friend, Tracy Beans. Tracy, welcome back to the Operation Freedom show and platform.
Hey, good to be here with you today, Dr. Dave. How have you been?
I've been doing okay, Trace. I have like anybody, a little days that I'm very frustrated. Not so much at our opponents, our enemies, if you will, Tracy, but I get a bit more frustrated actually at people that just would rather sit on the couch, that would just rather let everybody else do the heavy lifting and not support the freedom movement. Do you have days like that, Tracy?
Every day. Every day is like that. It's you know, the time for inaction is probably way past its prime now. We need to start getting really involved, whether that's at the local level, you know, at your poll watching, getting out the vote for candidates on the ballot that we know will protect the freedoms that are being taken away from us every day, or, you know, even just sharing information with your friends and family. You need to be active right now.
So let's talk about the recent raid on Mar-a-Lago. Now, Tracy, as you know, I'm based in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, also known as Moscow on the Huron River. And in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, who for years have fought me about the issues of the deep state, the globalist syndicate, the New World Order crap, they came out of the woodwork since that event happened and said, you know, Dave, I really thought you were over the top on this. I really thought that that was conspiracy theory. But this is what these folks have been saying in droves. They say, you know, Dave, I dislike Trump, always have, always will. But that whole raid thing, was, it was really beyond over the top. And it really made me question why I questioned what you and your guests were putting forward for weeks, for months, for years on end. So, Trace, give us a dissection of that Trump raid. Why even the biggest zealots that had been worshiping at the altar of the globalist syndicate have all of a sudden awakened to, hey, wait a minute, you know what, these cats are not actually doing, quote, God's work, end quote. Give us your take, Trace.
So I'll bring us up to speed as quickly as I can. So when you get a warrant to search anybody's property, let alone a former president of the United States, you need to do it on probable cause. And you go in and you say, look, we have reason to believe that X thing we're looking for is located in this room, and that's because somebody told us they saw it there, or we found out through surveillance, or however they know. And we're going to go into that room, and we're going to look for it, grab it, and take it out. And the judge will look at that very narrowly tailored thing and say, okay, you have permission to basically, you know, Fourth Amendment be damned, go on in there and grab what it is you're looking for and take it, right? And so they grant this warrant to go in. They go in. They don't just take that. They take boxes and boxes and boxes of things. And when it's all said and done, they provide an inventory list to President Trump's attorneys who were there on site and were not allowed to come in, which is absolutely outside of protocol, just to let you know. And they give them this shoddy inventory list. And in the midst of them going through everything at Mar-a-Lago, they realize that the FBI has taken things that they really should not have taken, such as tax information, attorney-client privilege documents, articles of clothing, his will, passports, things that just were not specified underneath the warrant. Now, he doesn't really know exactly what that warrant said and what the probable cause was, because the government has said, we can't show you that, because if we do, it'll jeopardize our investigation, the thing that they often hide behind. So President Trump says, I want somebody independent of anyone on the government's team to be appointed to help us go through everything that they did take. Oh, and by the way, we think that they took things from me that they didn't list. And we also think that they planted things there that we didn't have, right? Mm-hmm. So the judge appoints the special master. The entire establishment and left-wing media go insane. All of the analysts are saying how abhorrent it is. It's outside of protocol. Completely false. It is very normal in a situation as high profile as this, especially to have a special master who is a judge with a clearance appointed to do this kind of work. So just this weekend, the special master came out and said, okay, here's what I want. President Trump, I want you to look at this new inventory list the government has provided and tell me a number of different things. Is there anything on this list that they didn't actually take? Is there anything that they did take that isn't on this list? Is there anything that is on this list that you say didn't exist, right? So Basically saying, President Trump, tell us what is on this. Did they do anything that you're saying now's the time to put up or shut up? And also, government, if this list is not inclusive of everything that you took, you'd better submit a more inclusive list immediately so that they can go through this process. And the one thing that I've been saying the entire time is that President Trump has alluded to it. He's said it on television. He's said it elsewhere. He has surveillance of the entire raid from start to finish. Even though the FBI had asked him to shut those cameras off, they did not do so. So whatever the government's about to spin out better be good, because Trump has video of the entire thing.
So we had actually some light at the end of this very dark globalist constructed tunnel. We had a judge actually stand up for the rule of law. Would you, as it relates to this situation with President Trump and the documents, would you agree with that?
Yes, and there's no reason why we should be excited about that. It's just what's right. Supposed to happen.
Right. We see that as the exception to the rule, as opposed to the way the rule should be, the way the rule of law should be, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So with this special master, Tracy, what's your thought on this special master? Do you think this special master is going to play it down the middle, or do you think this special master is going to play it from the left rough?
I think he's going to play it down the middle, and you know, there's a number of reasons for that. Initially, they had a hearing. And, you know, the way Politico reported it, it was very adversarial to the Trump team. And basically what the special master, his name is Deary. He was a former FISA judge who actually was one of the ones who signed off on a Carter Page FISA warrant. But everybody's making a big coup about that. However, remember that the FISA court was relying on the Woods file the FBI provided. And the FISA court was one of the first to step up and abscond the FBI for doing what they did with that FISA warrant. So I'm putting that aside for now. Mm-hmm. Trump's team is the one who advanced Deary as a candidate. the government was, it was the only one that the government agreed upon, so that's why he was chosen. So the first hearing they had, Politico reports it as though he's basically screaming and yelling at the Trump team, and Trump's in big trouble and blah, blah, blah. But what he was basically saying was, if your argument is that you declassified all of these things that the government says that, you know, were classified or you shouldn't have, show me and prove it to me. There's no reason why you can't just say so. Everybody in the world knows that the president has the power to declassify anything at any time without anyone even being able to question that activity. So now just state it. And for some reason, the Trump attorneys are saying that if they do that now, it'll hurt their defense later on for some reason, which I happen to disagree with. But anyway, they've got their reason. So that first thing happened. And then we had this other order, which, you know, it's funny because the left is spinning it like, oh, Trump's in trouble now. He's got to show that they did all this, put up or shut up. And I'm saying they're holding the government. He's holding the government to the wall and saying, look, you had better provide a property list that matches this. And if you're going to sit with the one you've got and there are problems, we're going to have an evidentiary hearing. And this side's going to get to prove what you did in that at that property for 8 hours without letting these attorneys in. So he's been middle of the road so far, in my opinion.
Now, if we go back to the initial raid, Tracy, when I looked at it, and you can tell me if I'm off on this, I thought there were three potential prongs that the government goons were implementing. One was an optics operation. Oh, look at all these cars with red lights going, with the people with in bulletproof body armor and shotguns and rifle, you know, all loaded to the he has to be a criminal. So an optics thing, that was number one. Number two is I felt that it was a retrieval of leveraged documents operation. And the third was a possible planting of documents. Those were Am I off on that assessment?
No, not at all. There's one more that it could be, though. It was a fishing expedition. So, you know, you ever see like you go into a house, there's drugs all over a table, but you're really there to look for stolen shoes. And then all of a sudden there's drugs all over the table and the perps go to jail because they had drugs in an officer's presence. You know, when you're looking for information in search of a crime, instead of looking for evidence for a crime already committed, you grab up swaths of stuff and comb through it to find anything and everything you can. So, you know, Letitia James has this big civil lawsuit against Trump for his financial escapades. Why did they take his tax returns in the raid down at Mar-a-Lago? You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
there's a whole different segment to that could be possible as well.
You know, Trace, I grew up in Chicago, spent a big chunk of my life in Chicago, still have a lot of friends and family in Chicago. And when this whole raid deal happened, I heard from some of my friends, some of whom are actually in law enforcement in Chicago. And he said, you know, Dave, this is interesting that they're saying that President Trump had classified documents and this is the reason why they had to raid him. They go, you know, Dave, if you go back in time, we know for a fact that there is a furniture warehouse in a suburb of Chicago called Hoffman Estates, that when Obama left office, there were truckloads of documents that were transferred there. And in fact, there is the NPR affiliate in Chicago, WBEZ, they have actual documentation that there were not only non-classified, but actually classified documents in their own reporting that were at that facility where there was no security other than some penny ante little gate that would go up and down. And in fact, it turns out that I went to the National Archives and they say that, yeah, their documents still there in Hoffman Estates, but the classified documents were returned around September of 2021 to the National Archives. So, Trace, those classified documents that we're aware of, and there could be even more there that they're not even aware of, were in that unsecured old furniture warehouse in Hoffman Estates for 4 years, and there was no FBI raid.
Right. And, you know, he was pushing back. Obama was pushing back at NARA trying to get those records. And they are still classified, and there are other classification levels, and there's emails that have been released between the two camps, so to speak. You're absolutely right. There was no dawn raid at Barack Obama's, you know, residence. And you bring up another point, of course, magnificently, that place was unsecure, and Mar-a-Lago was a skiff. So there's a very big difference between the two. There are two standards of justice. We know this. It's not something like, I'm not breaking earth-shattering news on your show by saying that. It's obvious. You know, just look no further than what happened to that poor man in Pennsylvania just this past week, who was, you know, accosted by 35 heavily armed FBI agents for a small little altercation with a man outside of an abortion clinic who was taunting his son a year ago. So, yeah, there's two standards of justice. And, you know, they didn't do anything to Obama. He still got classified records at that facility that haven't been returned.
Oh, that's just a coincidence. That's just a coincidence, Tracy Beans.
Yep.
From UncoverDC.com. So, Tracy, how about this one? How about this one? That dude Hunter, right? This week, this from Jonathan Turley, no less, not exactly a conservative legal analyst. He's a professor of George Washington University School of Law. House Democrats take ownership of Hunter Biden. Committee votes down inquiry into influence peddling. So that we're willing to raid Mar-a-Lago. And this is what Turley says. House Democrats on the Oversight Committee took a vote this past week. Might come back to haunt him. All of the 23 Democrats voted not to inquire into the influence peddling scheme of Hunter Biden and the Biden family.
Did you happen to catch Ron Johnson and Senator Chuck Grassley's report that they put out about Burisma?
It was very eye-opening. Wouldn't you say? Is that an understatement?
Oh, yes. It was very eye-opening. And you know what? A lot of these FBI whistleblowers that have stepped forward originally started stepping forward because of the shutdown of the investigation into this very thing that we're talking about right now, that the HPSI apparently doesn't find very serious at all, but is literally a global scandal, including involving Ukraine and China, that we have seen even far surpassing at this point some of the things that the Clinton Global Initiative has done in the past. So, yeah. It's a double standard again.
So, Trace, play this out. You're really good at this. Play this out over the ensuing months of play this out about Trump and that beyond unconstitutional raid. Play this out about over Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. Play this out as we go into the 2022 midterms.
So by the end of November, the special master needs to be finished looking through all of these documents and working out all the kinks. At the end of that, if what Trump is asserting is true, there will be nothing that the federal government, the DOJ, has to charge President Trump with in regards to any documents. It'll just be a complete wash and a non-issue. There's number one. I think we'll even be there before the midterms, to be honest. We won't get a final decision before then, but we'll know pretty much what's going to happen there. In terms of Hunter Biden, there are some stalwarts on different committees right now that are not going to let that go. Should we take the House in the midterms, should we take the Senate in the midterms, which is looking more and more likely will happen, they had better do all of these investigations and do them immediately. You know, we have Rand Paul saying he's going to start poking into Fauci right away. We'd better be getting on our investigation, bandwagon, because it's not revenge, it's called justice, and there needs to be some, finally. Otherwise, this will not stop and will continue on and on and on. It's just very important and imperative that everybody go out to vote on Election Day in person, not you know, via absentee ballot by mail. You know, if you're planning on going away or something, change your trip. Be there to vote in person on Election Day so that we can make sure maybe for once something goes the right way.
So, Tracy, I agree with you 110%. But I'm concerned about whether these investigations will happen, even if these so-called Republicans gain control of the House and Senate. And the reason is, Tracy, and please tell me if I'm wrong, I am cognizant of what you have gone through in your efforts in trying to hold the political system's feet to the fire. Do you want to educate our listeners in our last 4 minutes here about what you went through and what you experienced? Because based on what I know, what you've gone through, I'm very concerned that these people are going to do the right thing.
Agreed. Yeah, this, I ran for a position at my county level. I became the state executive committee woman to the GOP in my county here in South Carolina. South Carolina, okay? I just want to say that again. Just 2 weeks ago at the executive committee meeting for the state, where all of the counties get together and the Republican Party discusses how they're going to make sure that we have good Republicans in office to combat the absolute tyranny that is weighing down around us, our executive committee voted to condemn me and my chair of my county by name for daring to ask a question about a rules change that they made at convention. Now, I didn't even have anything to do with it. They just threw me in there just for giggles, I guess. But they condemned us. They passed a resolution condemning the members of the Republican Party in the counties that are, quote, MAGA controlled by name, because they passed rule changes to make it impossible for people like me and like you, Dave, to ever take positions of you know, leadership in the GOP in South Carolina again. And some of us had a little bit of an issue with it. Now, again, that wasn't me. I wasn't there. My county chair and a couple others raised a motion on the floor to ask a question about a rule and were condemned by the GOP for it. So, yes, I agree with you. It is a very big problem. And Trump had the opportunity to really make a difference in the GOP and changing who it was that would be getting these positions that we need to do what we want for accountability. And in many cases, including here in South Carolina, he did not make the right choice when he made those decisions.
That is beyond troubling, Tracy. Tracy, in our last minute and a half, please educate our listeners in how they can follow you on a daily basis and have access to the phenomenal information that you present 24/7.
Thanks for having me. It's always great to be with you. You can go to uncoverdc.com, where you can find investigative journalism every single day. You can find me on all social media platforms other than the ones that nobody likes anyway, Twitter and Facebook, at Tracy Beans with a Z at the end. And you can also find Uncover DC on Getter, Telegram, Truth Social, Cloud Hub, all of them. We're everywhere. So make sure you follow us for breaking news every single day. Thanks, Steve.
Tracy, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Your perseverance, dedication, and sacrifice are really second to none in providing information that keeps every person in our country, frankly, every person of the world, safer from the globalist goons that want to strip freedom and liberty from every person on this planet. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here live for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern, 24/7 at DaveJanda.com.